looking for a good time. Then you came to the right place, cause right now we about to get lit. Got something cooking in the pot, so you should grab a seat and take a shot, cause this vibe is about to
come from me in the kitchen. I'm serving the dish. They either hate it or they love it, but they know that I won't miss. Cuz who came through with the vocals, least to be with a hit. Shout out to Steel Magazine, let them know we the shit.
Disturbingly random.
Well, you the first ever to have been right on time.
Yo, what's good, bro?
What's good with you?
Hey, man, you know, out here, man, trying to get to it. That's all.
That's what's up. I see you staying safe out there, masked up and all.
Masked up, man. You know.
That's what's up.
Just got finished doing a little scene or whatever.
Oh, man, y'all work today.
Yeah, we working, man. I got Malik with me. You know what I mean? Like, we...
Malik, pull up. Malik, wait a minute. Malik, knock it off, Malik, man. Knock it off, man.
That ain't me, man.
All right, man. We're going to talk one day, man. Me and you need to talk, too,
man. It's time, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Oh, man. So, damn, I was going to ask you about that. You know what I'm saying? So, you film, ain't nothing holding you up, huh?
Hey, man, it don't stop, man. I got a great cast,
mm-hmm.
you know, and everybody want to work.
That's so, what's up.
So we just kept it moving, you know what I mean? So trying to get people, we trying to be consistent, give people good episodes.
No doubt. Yo, it snuck up on me. I ain't gonna front. The series snuck up on me because. Like I was into Loyalty and Betrayal.
Yeah.
Anything. I'm gonna let you tell me about that in a minute. And then it was written, popped up, and I'm like, damn, something about this looked kind of familiar and anything. And I was like, yo, you know what? I said, let me look into this joint right here. And I started looking and anything. I seen my man Fresh in there and anything, and I was like, hold up. I was like, my man right here is the same from there. And anything. I was like, I said, I like what's going on right here. And then, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's familiar and anything because I know the area and you know what I'm saying? And so that's what makes it tight. And you know what I'm saying? Number one. Number two, your storyline is kind of good. Your storyline is good. I like the storyline.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, bro. Yeah. Trying to give them something different, you know?
No doubt. But let me ask you this. Aside from having like a superhero name, and anything, that's you. The Sean Lane thing seems like, yo, you're going to go in a booth and come back out as something else. And anything, like, that's your alter ego. And they, so aside from having that, anything, like, what got you into filming? Like, how did that start?
Well, I'm an entertainer. Like, I rap. I used to have a lot of stage presence. I used to do shows and, mm-hmm. and things like that. So, the entertaining thing, I've always been like a good creator.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came to putting stories together and writing movies and, you know, when you write songs, a lot of these songs is like stories.
Yeah, like a mini movie. Right?
Yeah, like a mini movie. So when you basically listen to like what people, even when you got these love songs, they talking mm-hmm. about probably a prior experience or things like that, you know? So, you know, I've seen a lot of things in my life coming up,
mm-hmm.
you know? So what's better than to put it on paper, man, and
no doubt.
Put it on this film, you know what I mean?
Hold, time out. Freeze for a second, homie. You said you've seen a lot of things. Like, what are you, like 27, 28?
Yo, yeah, that's exactly how old I am.
Come on, Sean. You're not past 32.
Hey, man, 32. Listen, I appreciate it. We're going to run with that, man. I appreciate it.
Damn, I mean, you're telling me you've seen a lot of things. Malik over there, Malik looks like he ain't nothing past 29.
Yeah, man. Yo, bro, listen, I've seen a lot of things. I appreciate it, though. We're going to run with that.
Yeah, all right. Yo, so like what made you instead of like doing videos, music videos, which is easy, like you said, the whole music thing. What made you do a web series? And they thought, how about not just a movie? Why not? Why a web series? What's so easy about a web series?
It's nothing easy about it. Trust me. It's probably easier to do a movie than it is to do a web series, to be honest with you. Because when you do a series, you got to keep that series going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you do a movie, we do a movie, it's a good hour, 2 hours, whatever, it's over with. Mm-hmm. We doing 30-minute episodes.
Okay.
You know, we going on episode 7 right now. So if you don't have a good story, a good storyline, and to keep this thing going, it's hard, man. You know, it's really hard.
Yeah, and it's like you got to convene your crew back together every episode, which is, you know what I'm saying, probably the hardest thing in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people don't understand, man. Like, you know, if you got a cast and you got certain characters that's kind of, I don't want to say carrying a series, but play a big part in the series.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get them characters consistently, it messes up the series.
True.
You know, so it's not just the creator. It's not just, everybody play a part having a successful series. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And shout out to my cast, because this cast I got, man, it's a great cast.
And with that being said, what's the hardest thing you ever faced, you had to face, like, while filming?
Everybody got different personalities. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes personalities may clash.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the hardest thing, you know, when you get personalities that's clashing.
Right.
So, but for the most part, man, as long as it's fun, right now it's still fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so as long as it's fun, I'm out here doing it. When it stopped being fun, then it's like, I don't want to do it no more.
So, but when do it stop being fun? When the money show up?
Absolutely not, man. This right here is just like, I love doing it, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason why I'm out here. It ain't no checks. It ain't nobody putting no money in my pocket. I'm out here doing it because I love doing it. And I got a passion for it. The checks come, that's extra, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Because truth be told, and this is what I'm thinking. And I always tell everybody, like I told my man Q from Vengeance and everything over there.
Shout out to them, yeah.
Like I told him, I was like, I don't have a dog in a fight. I told my man from Rock Boy, I said, I don't have a dog in a fight. I don't have a web series and anything, but I see so much in the whole web series world and anything, I'm saying, and what can become of it. Because it's like, you dudes, man, y'all put a lot of work in. And you know what I mean? It's like, y'all put just as much work as those Hollywood people and anything. To be honest with you, I'm thinking that y'all do it. Y'all put more work into it because you don't have that Hollywood backing. You're breaking your neck with your own money, with your own time. And then you got to go and do what you got to do and anything, you know what I'm saying, to get your bread. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, it's definitely a movement. Q even said it's a movement right now. But it's like, I look up to that, Nathan, you know what I'm saying? I look up to creativity across the board. But when I see, like, y'all coming out every week or every month or whatever like that, Nathan, with another episode, like, you, man, you grinding, Nathan, even though, you know what I'm saying, you got the COVID nonsense going on, Nathan, the protests going on. I know it's going crazy up that way where you at, Nathan, but it's like, it's crazy, Nathan, the work that goes into it, Nathan. So it's like, I think that every web series, you know what I'm saying, creating anything that got a good story and anything and put a lot of work into it, I think, like, a bag is coming and anything, and I think, like, you deserve a bag even now, right this minute, right now. Like, somebody should, like, here, that's you.
I appreciate it, man. But you know what? I think that when you go into it, like, I'm going into it for the bag, it's like, you don't really have a passion for it.
It distorts things. It definitely distorts things. Mm-hmm.
You know?
It definitely distorts things.
Yeah, so it's like different. Like, when you go into it opposite, you know, eventually the bag will come. That's how you got to look at it. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, if your mentality is, oh, I'm only doing this to get the bag, it's like, it ain't going to last too long.
No doubt. You know? No doubt. No doubt. I was going to say, I'm looking at my notes over here because I wrote some stuff. I'm looking to the side. Maybe. Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. A lot of web series, like, it kind of centers around, you know, the dudes or whatever like that. Your joint is like, you got just as much play from, like, the women as you do the dudes. So it's like, is that a conscious effort or is it just like, yo, you know, like tell me how you come up with that whole thing.
Honestly, when I came up with it was written, I wanted it to mostly be centered around females because it's not too many web series out here that's centered around females. So I wanted it to kind of be centered around them, you know, to show that they in the streets too. Mm-hmm. You know, they doing real life shit too, and shit happens with them too. Like, we always see the dudes in a drug game and a murder game, and you know, we always see that. So my thing was, let's do something different this time around.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What's up? How much of the story is a lie?
How much of the story is a lie?
Right?
Hey, listen, a lot of it is real life events, man, that happened, you know? Like,
yeah, I can dig it. So with the COVID-19 thing and with the protest thing, is it like getting in your way when you're filming or you know what I'm saying? How you working around that?
Everybody is very conscious about what's going on. You know, it's a lot going on. We got the COVID thing, you know, we got all the protests going on. It's a lot going on. But everybody is finding time to get their scene done, you know, and that's why we've been somewhat consistent with putting out the episode, because everybody is finding some type of time in their schedule to be able to get it done.
And so what do you do after? What's after this? Like, matter of fact, how many episodes are you going to do with this? You're going to do like, what, 10, 12?
Honestly, when we first said it was supposed to be 8. So we going way past 8, you know, because of the story. So I can't even give you a number right now, honestly.
You know, you gotta end in mind though.
Put it like this, we're gonna finish the story.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The story is definitely gonna be finished.
So you got an ending in mind though.
Oh, definitely. It's an ending. It's definitely an ending.
Let me ask you that. So when you write your story, your whole storyline, do you know where you're going to go to, or do you, like, as you go along and anything, you start saying, oh, you know what?
Nah, I definitely know. I definitely write the whole story out. What happens is things get added to the story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when things get added to the story, it extends it. But the story is still there.
Right.
You know, the story is there from the beginning. It's not you know, we're going to do this as we go along. The story is there. And like I said, we may add some things. We may add characters. We may add, you know, another storyline here and there. But, yeah, the story is pretty much written. The base is written.
So, like you said, so you're going to do one season or you're going into a second season after this? Or what are you going to do after that?
Well, the way that is going to end, it's definitely gonna be a second season.
Okay. All right. You got, I seen on your Instagram page, you had some clothes, some merch up there.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about, and you got some merch that's in the web series too. And you know what I'm saying, yeah. I've seen something on one of the youngsters in it. And anything, right. Tell me about that, Nathan. Is that like, that's your joint?
Yeah, I got a line. I don't even want to call it a line or whatever, but it's called Hustle 365. I got my hustle joint on right now.
Okay.
That's the baby of it. That's what started the whole thing. That's what started the whole clothing line movement. But it's not just a clothing line. It's an entertainment company. It's, you know, it's mm-hmm. a whole other, it's a lot of other things. But yeah, I do merchandise. You know, and it's not a requirement that you wear. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, everybody wear what they want to wear. It just so happened that mm-hmm. people want to rock it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It ain't, yo, you got to wear this.
Right.
Because honestly, Fresh got his own line. Fresh wear his line. You know? Like, mm-hmm. So I think it's a good platform for everybody, you know, to put their own stuff out there. And mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that.
True. Okay. All right. This camera shit. The camera thing is a tool for you. You know what I'm saying? It's a tool for all of like the you know, the web creators, web series creators or whatever like that. But is this shit like the new weapon now with this whole, you see the George Floyd joint or whatever like that? You know what I mean? 5-0 pulling out the joints and everything, they aiming them at us and everything, and we aiming a camera back. That's our new weapon now? How you feel about that?
Be straight up. I feel like you definitely, I feel like, you know, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I was never a big fan of the camera thing. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, I come from an era where, you know, you ain't have cameras.
True.
Cameras was out. But mm-hmm. I feel like now, you know, with what is being used for, with things that's going on right now, like, you know, with the whole police brutality and all that type of shit, I think it's definitely a weapon for us to use now. It's definitely something that can be useful in order for us to turn things around.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. if that's what it's going to take to get the message across, then, hey, so be it.
Mm-hmm. True. So what's the deal with loyalty and betrayal? You going to go back to that too?
Loyalty and betrayal, honestly, the idea for it now is for it to become, I'm going to turn it into a movie.
Okay.
It's not, you know, it's not going to be a web series. It's going to be a movie.
Okay.
But that's further on down the line.
That's what's up. Who you look up to? Who was behind the camera or even in front of the camera and anything before you started doing this that you look up to, that you said, you know what, I wanna rock like that?
Honestly, everybody that's out here doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before I got into the acting thing or whatever, and I used to watch it. When you watching it, you don't realize how hard it is. You mm-hmm. don't realize how much work you got to put in,
mm-hmm.
you know? And once I got inside and started doing things on my own, I found a new respect for the guys that's out here doing it, you mm-hmm. know, attempting to do it, because it's not easy. You know, like, everybody will put it on the screen and it may look easy, but mm-hmm. it's not easy, man. So honestly, I'm a fan of everybody that's doing it. I look up to everybody that's doing it. Like, I watch things and I get motivation from these other guys. And it's not the type of, it's not I watch like, oh, I could do this better. I watch like, yo, that was dope. So now mm-hmm. I got to come with something that's doper. You know what I mean? Like, it gives me motivation.
Mm-hmm.
It's no hate at all. I respect all these guys, man.
So how much time going to like filming to get, like, you do a 30-minute episode. How much filming? You'll film all day long, or you'll film for, you know, for hours or whatever? How much time going to?
It depends on the day. It could mm-hmm. be a film day from 12 o'clock in the afternoon to 11 at night. It mm-hmm. could be a day where we only doing two scenes. You know, okay. It varies. But mm-hmm. as far as an episode, it's not all shot in one day. You know, okay. It take time. And honestly, we may do a scene 7-8 times before we get it right. You know, that's just how it is.
And who does all your editing? You do your editing yourself?
I do a lot of the editing.
You ain't got to tell me the person if you don't want to.
Yeah, no, I want to shout out Doc Graphics, because he's he's been shooting the camera for us when we started this thing, and he's been helping with the editing. So yeah, shout out to Doc. I'm still learning, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still learning, you know. So like every day I'm learning something new. Every mm-hmm. day, the whole thing is to get better as we go along. And I always tell them, we drop episode one, as long as we see improvement in episode two, and no then doubt. Improvement in episode three, we know we getting there.
No doubt.
It ain't gonna happen overnight. You know what I mean? So as long as we keep building it and progressing, I'm fine, man.
No doubt. Listen, man, I look at these dudes, like even 50. 50 walked in the door and anything with power. He didn't know what he was doing. Anything. He didn't know what he was doing. Anything, I mean. And it's right. Like, you know, now, you know, we might not like the storyline of power and anything, but he tweaked it so much that, you know what I mean, that it came out and anything 5 seasons later and anything, and looking at whatever else it's going to turn into or whatever. Right. So it's like right now it's the homework so that, you know what I'm saying, when things do show up and anything in a big way and anything, you already know exactly what to do. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah,
and you got your Omari Hardwick sitting right over there. You know what I mean?
Shout out to my coach David Thompson.
Yeah, he put a lot of work in, man. But honestly, you know, everybody that get on a set, man, we push each other. You know, they mm-hmm. shout out to the cast again. They do a great job, man.
Yeah. It's believable. Word up, it's believable.
And the thing is, man, nobody was actors. You know, mm-hmm. nobody was, you know, I know all of them personally. So it's like, I'll call like, hey, I need you to do this. And it's like, oh, mm-hmm. I don't act. I don't, trust me, you'll be all right. And you know, as they keep doing it, they keep getting better. You know what I mean? So
I'm going to keep it a buck. Some of them, they're not acting. They being exactly who they are. I can tell. I can tell. Pull up. Like your man. What's your man's name? Who you go to his crib? When you go to his crib and you found his Thule in the crib. What's his name?
38.
Yeah, 38. 38 ain't acting.
Yo, he really funny like that in real life, man.
I can tell.
He really is. Yeah.
It's a dope series, though, man. Yo, word up. It's a dope series.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. You know, we trying, you know?
So, the last thing I was going to ask you then. I got all types of scribbling on my paper and everything over here. So, damn it, man. Oh, that's what I got to ask you. My man right there. Is he gonna stay alive?
Hopefully.
Now, Malik,
I had to get all the way up to the camera for this. Now you know I can't answer that question.
Yo, Malik, run, man. Malik, run fast, man.
I'm home for some, man. I don't even know you're for some, man.
Word up. Word up. That's what's up.
Hey, but hey, listen, he played his part well, man.
Word up. Word up. Malik, yo, Malik had me on the edge of the seat. I'm like, this, yo, Malik, man, what you doing in there, man?
Yeah, man. He plays his part well, man. He bring it, you know, he bring it to life, man. They all bring it to life, bro.
No doubt.
Definitely a collaborative effort. I mean, with the angles and everyone coming together and being able to tap into their true emotions.
No doubt.
I mean, we unstoppable right now. That's all I'm saying.
Word up. Word up. Yo, soon as this nonsense shake a little bit, I know, you know, you moving and shaking and anything the way you got to do it, but as soon as this thing let up and anything and they stop acting like it's a problem to have people around each other out there and anything, man, yo, we got to sit down and anything face-to-face, chop it up and anything, start, you know, start making some handshakes and anything out of this instead of just being on the, you know, the camera and all of that. So
Oh yeah, definitely, man. You know, pretty soon, like you said, whenever this thing calm down, we gonna you know, we gonna really start bum rushing shows and really promoting this thing, man. And sitting down, and I'm gonna bring the whole cast, and you know, hey,
no
man,
doubt,
we here, no we doubt. Here.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Yo, I appreciate everything you're doing, man. Anybody you want to give a shout out to? Anything else you want to say on here before we chop it up, chop it off?
Shout out to the entire cast. Shout out to everybody out there that's supporting us. It's a lot of support out there. It's a lot of love out there. We appreciate it all. And God willing, man, we're going to keep dropping these episodes consistently, you know?
No doubt. That's what's up. Hey, tell you.
I appreciate you for having me, man.
Man, no doubt, man. I'm always here, man. I'm going to try to do anything I can, Nathan, to keep the spotlight and anything on the web series and on the creators and everybody out there and on, like, the up-and-coming, I think, superstars like Malik over there, as long as he can stay alive. You know what I mean? Yeah, word up, man.
He said, you can stay alive.
I hope so.
Listen, man, I tell everybody. I say, listen, man, the struggle seems like forever, but, yo, when you know what I'm saying, that success truly is overnight. Today, you know what I'm saying, you could be one thing, and the next day you could be another and everything. So success is overnight. The struggle lasts forever, though. You know what I mean? But when it's over, it's over.
We talking it into existence, man.
No doubt. Like,
you
no
know,
doubt.
We all believe that something is going to pop off from this. So
it's as definitely
long
gonna
as,
pop
as long,
off.
Yeah, as long as we all believe that, then it's going to happen. So we ain't going to no stop. Doubt. You know what I mean? So.
No doubt. Hey, tell the female cast members and anything. I gotta get some of them and anything on here so we can chop it up too. And I've been having most of the dudes. I gotta get some of the females on here so we can chop it up and anything.
Yeah,
I know
it's a lot of them. It's a lot of them on here watching the live.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you know. I'm sure whenever you ready, you know they'll jump on there.
Yeah, tell them reach out. Tell them I'm here and anything. Let's get on here and anything. Let's chop it up. So, until then, man, yo, man, I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you're doing. I appreciate the whole cast. Anything, man, I'm waiting. When the next episode?
We're going to try to get the next episode to y'all within a week. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is, we just want to make sure we give y'all some good quality. You know what I'm saying? So before we put anything out, we want to make sure it's legit, it's right. You know, we want to give y'all something to watch. So, we working. We was out here working before I got on here, man. We working.
No doubt. No doubt. Hey, man, I appreciate you again, man. Looking forward to the content and anything, man. Hey, anytime you need me, man, just reach out. Hit me. I'm here. Anything, all right? And,
hey, bro, I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. All right, man. I'll let you get back to work and anything or whatever you got to do now and anything. And, no, we'll holler.
No doubt, bro. Thanks for having us.
Bless up. Bless all right. Up.
All right, Malik.
Yes, sir.
You.
All right, peace.
Peace.
If you're looking for a good time. To the right place, cause right now we about to get lit. Got something cooking in the pot, so you should grab a seat and take a shot, cause this vibe is about to
coming
be
from me in the kitchen. I'm gonna serve in the dish. They either hate it or they love it, but they know what I won't miss. Cuzzle came through with the vocals, least to be with a hit. Shout out to Steel Magazine, let them know we the shit.
Disturbing.